Same. He comes up empty. They're back on their feet. Both boys very agile, aren't
very,
they?
Yep. Endress is a senior from Sugar River, and Rhett Spurley is a sophomore from Dodgeville.
Yeah, Ryan Lord and company have had some just stellar wrestlers in that lineup the last several years.
Especially in the younger weight, or in the lighter weights, very, very competitive.
Endress leading 5-4 over Spurley. They're back to the center of the mat. Down to a minute 13 remaining in this second period. Spurley trying to go low, but kept at bay by Endress. They're back on their heels. This match could come right down to the wire here.
Yes,
again.
It could.
A couple of evenly matched wrestlers shooting in and holding him at bay is Rhett Spurley. Spurley and Endress out of bounds on the far side. What do you have on the consolation mat?
I have Evan Curtis and Evan Curtis from Cuba City, Benton Southwestern, going against Briggs Weigel from Belmont Platteville, all tied up at three in the second period.
Well, that's a good match, too.
Yeah, it is.
5-4 here in favor of Endress over Spurley at 126 pounds.
These two young men on mat one, they probably sprawled all year long against each other.
Yeah, I'm sure they have. Probably since they were pre-K. Many times.
Many times.
Yeah. 23 seconds remaining in the period. Still a one-point lead for Endress. Again, sparring on the far side of the gymnasium here. And mat number two, the championship round mat. Down to 10 seconds. In that escape last period came right at the end. So you wrestle right to the buzzer. And both boys stay on their feet as the period comes to an end. So the third period may tell the tale. Who knows in this one? Maybe there'll be an extra one. We haven't seen a lot of overtime matches today.
No, I haven't
today.
Seen any.
I don't think we have seen any.
I haven't seen any yet.
Referee's position and Rhett Spurley of Dodgeville in the down position to start the third period. Immediately steps up. Immediately gets out of there and ties the match. 5-5. Here we go. They're shooting takedowns and then out of bounds on the near side. No, back on the mat now. Both boys fighting for a little light of day there. Trying to get a takedown is Spurley. Held at bay. Good defensive move by Endress. Break him apart. Now locking on the wrist. Spurley moves up to the shoulders. We're down to a minute 28 remaining.
Far mat, Evan Curtis is down 3-4 to Briggs Weigel from Belmont Platteville.
Okay. Sounds good. We've had a couple of wrestlebacks so far on the day. Boys break apart again as they go out of bounds. Back to the center of the mat. Spurley and Endress down the stretch at 126 pounds here at the Wisconsin Dells sectional. They break apart again. Again, shooting in is Endress. Comes up empty. Spurley does a good job of just kicking that knee out, and they're trying again with a minute remaining in regulation. 5-5 here at 126 pounds.
And this all, you know, as the day concludes, if first, second, third all depend, and they're going to seed them accordingly when you get to state, correct? It's all important to win this.
Normally, yeah, and the top wrestler doesn't have to wrestle in the first round at state either. So that makes quite a difference. You get a chance to rest and maybe scout your opponent. Shooting in. Oh, getting close to a single leg, and they're out of bounds. Are there any points? There's going to be a stalling warning on green, which is Endress. So a stalling warning as they go out of bounds, 24 seconds, 5-5. Could we be looking at our first overtime match? They will spar again with 22 seconds. Something's got to give. Rhett Spurley goes low. They break apart. Shooting takedowns here down to 13 seconds. Down to 10. Shooting in is Endress. Comes up empty. 7 seconds. Breaking apart again. They are locked up and down to 2-1, and we have overtime. I jinxed it by talking about overtime.
You did. I don't know. Good match, though.
It is. They're back to center circle immediately right away. So they're checking on that score again, making sure that it's right. And it is 5-5. Sudden death here in the first period of overtime. They'll break apart. After Endress went low, they lock up again. Rhett Spurley in action for Dodgeville, trying to get a championship. Goes low, they break apart. They lock up head and shoulders again. Henry will have a final on the consolation mat in just
a
moment.
Yes, we do. We have Evan Curtis, 6-5 over Briggs Wiegel.
That was a good match.
That was a good match.
Again, 30 seconds remaining here in the overtime. Spurley and Endress. Endress just waiting to see who makes a mistake here. They are so evenly matched. Endress shooting in, gets a single leg, tries to take him down. They're near the out-of-bounds line. They'll get it. It's going to be a win for Blake Endress as he goes down and gets the takedown with his tiptoes on the edge of the mat. 8-5 the final in overtime. So Rhett Spurley.
Looks like Rhett Spurley's limping a little bit, Phil.
He is. On that last move. So Blake Endress of Sugar River is the champion here at 126 pounds. And I believe there will be a wrestle back at 126 for Rhett Spurley later on today. For Henry Bray, I'm Phil Nee. Pat Mahoney is in the stands somewhere. He's shaking hands and kissing babies today. We'll be back with more from Wisconsin Dells in a little bit. Thank you for joining us for Sectional Tournament Wrestling on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Hope you're enjoying our wrestling coverage today on WRCO. We'll be on the air Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week from the Kohl Center in Madison as we get set for the state wrestling tournament. We are right now at the Division III wrestling sectional at Westby High School. We've completed the first three weight classes of championship matches, and the 126-pound wrestleback is going on right now. But I'll use this opportunity to bring you up to date on what has happened in this round, the championship round, at the Division III Westby Sectional. At 106 pounds, freshman Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point wins the championship 9-4 over fellow freshman Lincoln Stanick of Aquinas. Burkhalter will go on to state as the sectional champion. The number two spot to be decided between Lincoln Stanick of Aquinas and William Cradiville of Lancaster. The reason for that is Cradiville defeated Riverdale freshman James Schramm in what basically was the third place match. So Schramm, the freshman, despite a couple of victories in the tournament, bows out and finishes his freshman season with 37 victories. A lot to look forward to if you're a Riverdale Chieftain wrestling fan. But Schramm is out. Lincoln Stanick of Aquinas, William Cradiville of Lancaster wrestle for second later on at 106. At 113 pounds, the champion is Jaron Grimsworth of North Crawford Seneca, who earns his second trip to state by pinning Westby's Clayton Geyer in the championship match, 252, the pin time for Grimsworth, a sectional champion. He is now 47-8 for North Crawford Seneca. There will be a further wrestle back at 113 pounds. It'll be between Clayton Geyer of Westby and Brendan Rick of Royal Waniwak Center. Rick pinned Parkview Albany's Slater Valley, who finishes his senior season and goes without a state tournament appearance. Believe it or not, that young man has had over 80 wins in the last two seasons, but did not make a trip to the Kohl Center. There will be a wrestle back at 106. There will be a wrestle back at 113. At 120 pounds, the champion is Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, who continues on toward another trip, his third to the state tournament. He is a defending state champion. He's been in the state finals 2 years in a row, and he picked up career win number 200 in the sectional final just moments ago over freshman Liam Carey of Mineral Point. It was a Tech call for Grunenfelder of Peck Argyle. Liam Carey of Mineral Point will go to state as the runner-up, and Martez Sheard of Aquinas takes third place with a Tech call over Boscobel Wazika Steuben sophomore Ashton Udelhoven in the wrestleback. So Udelhoven's season is done. A fine season it was for that young man, and Boscobel Wazika Steuben falls one win short of an appearance at state. They will, however, have two girls at the state tournament. Peyton Sander and Lexi Lathrop will be wrestling for Boscobel Wazika Steuben in the girls' tournament. At 126, we have ate the final seconds of the wrestleback, and things are going to get noisy in here, but the championship already belongs to Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle, who earns his second trip to state with a pin in the finals over Tyler Paulson of Aquinas. Lucas Orloff of Peck Argyle, the champion. There will be a wrestleback at 126 pounds between Tyler Paulson of Aquinas and
Parker Milton up from Peck.
What was the final on Milsna's?
6-4.
Parker Milsna of Cashton just defeated Iowa Grand Highlands' Lucas Christensen. Milsna Jr. will go to state for a second time. He'll wrestle for second place here later today. For Lucas Christensen, his senior season falls one win shy of state. That brings us to 132, wrestling in the consolation bracket. Elliot Kite of Mineral Point against freshman Caden Mickelson of Cashton. And on the championship mat, Roger Fleege of Aquinas and Lakota Brewer of Riverdale. Take it away, David.
All right, Bill, this should be a good match here. Junior from Aquinas, Fleege with a record of 43-3. Lakota Brewer, a sophomore from Riverdale with a record of 43-6. 30 seconds into this match here with no score. Both guys working collar ties. Going to set each other up here, looking for takedown. Wrestling in the center circle.
Both in the state tournament last year. Right now, I believe Flaggy's ranked number one, and Brewer's at least in the top 10.
Two coaches and a manager, or three coaches. No extra people.
1 minute to go in the first period, still 0-0. Brewer works the arm tie. Like he's able to back out of that, reset. Continues to work that right arm of Fleggy with an arm tie. Another wrist, fighting the wrist control, low ankles there for Fleggy, but he has to back out, reset, dives in on the other leg, in behind the knee as Brewer is putting good head pressure on. Trying not to give up the takedown here. He's going to get himself in a scramble. Rip that arm off. He's up on his feet. Both guys are on their feet. There's Flaggy. Kind of picks that leg back up, but Brewer does a good job putting that back down on the mat. Now he's down on the mat, both wrestlers. Down to 5 seconds to fight through this if he doesn't have to give this up here. Hanging on the ankles, draped over the top. Flaggy's coming through the leg. And the whistle blows, so good scramble there for the sophomore, Brewer. If he does not give up that takedown, it's going to be his choice. He's going to take the bottom position to start the second period.
Takedown by Kite in the first period. He leads Caden Mickelson 3-0 going into the second period.
That's the second period here, still 0-0. As Brewer is in the bottom position, working underneath, trying to get hand control. A hand fighting underneath there. Good breakdown from Flaggy. Brewer continues to battle underneath, trying to get hand control, working his way up. He's up to his base. Good wide base there, holding his position. Right at the edge of the mat. just over a minute to go in the second period. Brewer is able to come to his feet, but he returns to the mat by Flaggy. Flaggy still in control. Got him. Brewer flattened out, good tight waist. Working those wrists underneath. And under a minute to go here. Flaggy is making it difficult for Brewer just to maintain his base as he is able to keep flattening him out. Good hip pressure, head down on the mat. Clear his hips and get some space between them. Thirty seconds to go in the second period. So 0-0. Good match here in our championship match, 132 pounds. Do go off with 17 seconds, so they both wrestlers work their way back to center as Brewer will take the bottom position. Back to the action here. Flaggy is making it difficult on Brewer just to, again, to keep his base. Down to 5 seconds in the period. At the end of two, still 0-0. It should be Flaggy twice. And he is going to go bottom.
Still 3-0 at almost the end of the second period down here in our third place match in favor of Kite from Mineral Point.
Flaggy took the bottom position, but Brewer gave him the free escape. So it is a 1-0 lead. Just the start of the second period, excuse me, third period.
Keep our Riverdale fans excited. We got Brody's Mises championship match coming up next.
Lakota Brewer, Brody Mises, and Grant Matthews have all qualified for state. They're all in the sectional championship matches today here at Westgate.
Brewer gets a warning stalling called against him. Dives low on the ankle. He's trying to come through the backside here as he's got play. He's draped over the top.
Got to fight those arms up and turn into it if you can.
And if Flaggy's got some ankles underneath, get a hip turn. Both wrestlers scrambling hard here. Both wrestlers trying to advance for a takedown. And then we're going to have a stalemate. So they'll reset. Neutral position. Down by one is Brewer. Hard ties, wrist wrestling underneath on their feet. They're right back to the center with 45 seconds. Down by one. Dakota's got to get a takedown here. He has been called for stalling, so he's down by one, and with the warning, he's got to be aggressive here. Now his leg is in on a low single. Same scramble move they were in before. Now he's going to have to give up the takedown. So he doesn't end up on his back, but he's down to 20 seconds here, down now 4-0. Dakota Brewer, the sophomore, at 132 pounds, down to his final 10 seconds here in this match.
And 6-2 is your winner on the other end. Elliot Kite gets in by injury into the tournament and makes the most of it, qualifies for the state tournament.
How about that, Elliot Kite? State qualifier last year, finished fifth at the Super Regional last weekend, gets to come to the sectional because of an injury or whatever happened
whatever,
at Tavern
yeah.
Bomb Camp of Parkview, Albany, and Kite takes advantage of it, runs the table basically, and goes back to state. Will there be a wrestle back at 132?
Yeah, there will be. Because Elliot would clear up here, so he'll wrestle.
Yep, he will wrestle Lakota Brewer.
Yeah, he'll wrestle
second
Lakota,
place.
Yep. So Lakota has to come up here, yep.
But congratulations to Elliot Kite.
So you're going to set the stage for my championship match here, Bill?
Sure. At 138 pounds, wrestling for third place, will be Sammy Springer of Mineral Point. and Drew Powell of Brookwood, Springer a freshman, Powell a junior. And for the championship, Brody Meese of Riverdale, a three-time state qualifier, state runner-up last spring. Meese is a junior. He goes against sophomore Grant Klimek of Independence Gilmanton.
It looked like Brody was in the advantage position there, but he tried for a lateral drop, and he made the mistake of getting too far, falling too much backwards, and gave up the first takedown here. And now it's Klimek, Grant Klimek, in over the top. He had a cradle there for a second. So now I think Brady's just going to fight for an escape here, and he does. So now he's back in. Look out. Never casually walk back to center while you're still wrestling. So it's 3-1. We've got a minute to go here in the first period. Brady really likes tying upper body. He likes, you know, Greco-style wrestling where he's got control of the upper body. That's why he thought he had good position there for that lateral, but it didn't quite work. Now he tries for a heel pick. That's really what he wants Klimek to push into him before he launches him, but there's a nice shot for a low single. Counter by Klimek. Another nice shot for a single. This time he's connected with it. Now can he bring it up? Because he's still got control of an elbow. He's got it up. Now he shoots in trying to get the double leg, but now you're caught in that position where you get your head down low. But now he's fighting up again. Now he's got to watch for Klimek to go for a throw. And Klimek now tries for the throw, and he has to bail out of it. So now it is 4-3 in favor of Brody Meese, and we're down into the last 10 seconds. Got a score down there, David?
We do. 1-0 lead here for Sammy Springer as Mineral Point as he gets a one-point penalty point for an illegal hold against Drew Powell.
Wow, Brody got real close to getting reversed there, hung on, and didn't give up a point. 4-3 at the end of the first period. Brody's choice. He's going to go down, or maybe it was Klimek. Anyway, Brody's down to start the second period. Right away, coming for a switch right away. Now in a standing switch, and now tries a what I'd call a whip over there. Coming back to his feet, though, and just comes out.
What did you call that?
A whip over. He's reaching back for the lat, and then just tries to whip over. Another Greco-style move because it's upper body.
Start of the second period is a 4-0 lead here for Sammy Springer as he gets a takedown right at the end of the period.
Boy, is it nice to see the door open in the far end of the gym, and that sunlight is just blazing through.
Yeah, that's pretty cool to
see. What a beautiful
day.
Nice
drag there. So far, Brody's been the aggressor there. Now Klimek tries for a shot. Comes in, locks up a cradle. He's got him really good if he can maintain control of it, but he wasn't able to keep the cradle locked. Still no points. Still anybody's time to score here. Brady scrambles. Now he comes around behind and does get the takeout. So now he jumps ahead 8-3, and we got a minute left in this period. Back to you, David.
Yeah, we get a stoppage for a penalty again. 5-0 now. 1 point, another penalty point against Drew Powell. Down 5-0, 1:36 to go in the second period.
Not a very good look from his father there.
No, he's not happy.
Back to our championship match, 8-3. We're down to the last 35 seconds. Then a couple times here where Brody's just been sagging his hip a little too much here. He had a nice cradle on that last takedown, and he just got his hips a little bit too low, and Klimek kicked over the top. But to Brady's credit, he fought out of that really well and came up with the takedown. Doing a nice job riding here down the last 15 seconds. He's got Klimek broke to the mat. Back to you, David, for an update.
Yeah, now Drew Powell's trying to get a turn there, but we're going to have a stoppage for potentially dangerous, but Drew Powell had a good leg ride with a Turk and just couldn't quite get him over to get near fall. So still 1 minute to go in the second period, down 5-0 is Powell.
8-3 as we go to the third period. Klimek's going to choose neutral, so good place to come back. As we talked earlier with that new takedown, it's 3-point takedown. You put him to your back, you can get 5 points real quick. Oh, another nice drag to a single leg. Don't want to stay down there, though. Brody, come on up. Now he comes up with a nice double leg, scrambling his head really well. Now just driving in, and he's got Klimek on his butt. In good shape here to score the takedown, and he does. 10-11-3. Back to you, David.
Still 5-0, 20 seconds to go in the second period in favor of Sammy Springer of Menlo Point.
Brookwood brought three wrestlers into the tournament. Senior Cashton Gazda and sophomore Kai Paikkonen have been knocked out of the tourney. Drew Powell is the only one left.
Reversal right at the end of the period there to give a 7-0 lead now for Sammy Springer. Start of the third period.
1 minute to go here as Klimek has been warned for stalling. Still at 11-3 score. He's got some injury time or blood time down on your end.
Yeah, it looks like a cramp maybe for Powell.
Yep. But right now, Brody Meese is looking very confident in his match. Looking for another turn here as he's getting in some arm bars here. Down to the last 40 seconds here with that commanding 11-3 lead. Back to you, David.
We're just starting the third period, still 7-0 as they get reset. Springer's in the bottom position. Powell is on top. Looks like he's going to do an optional start. But he does drop on top. He does not give up the exchange.
Down to the last 20 seconds now. Kind of tick for tat as far as fair play. He had warned Klimek for stalling, and now just reminding Brody that he wants you to wrestle the rest of the match, too. 21 seconds to go. Brody on top.
Yeah, a little bit sloppy there. So.
Didn't need that. 11-4, though, he just gave up the escape. Still a little too much sag in his hips and being a little bit, you know, low with his, trying to get his tilts there, too. He's in deep on another single leg. But that's going to be time. 11-4, Brody Meese advances to the state tournament again.
Meanwhile, at our third place match, is 1:20 to go, still 7-0 in favor of Springer. He's in the bottom position. Powell is riding on top, not been able to turn Springer at all. Springer doing a good job keeping the action, keeping his base, not exposing the shoulders to the mat. Right about a minute to go here. This is 1:38, third place match. Now Springer's starting to come around. He's underneath the ankle, hip into the gut of Powell. Powell is sitting down on the mat. 45 seconds. He's trying to power half that over, but Springer's in a good spot here. Springer's looking to get some points here. A reversal or a escape it is. It's an escape up 8-0 now. Now Springer's just doing enough to burn some clock. He does get warned for stalling. 1 point to Powell.
That was not a good move there. Now he can put it in reach for Powell.
Right.
Smart move.
And Springer's down in on a low single. He's got Powell on his backside. Last 15 seconds up by 7. In control here. Gonna get the takedown. Gonna go up 11-1, and that's the final at 1:38. Third place match. Sammy Springer of Mineral Point.
No wrestle back here. Your champion at 138 pounds and making his third trip to state, Riverdale Junior Brody Meese. The runner-up is Grant Klimek of Independence. He has already defeated Mineral Point freshman Sammy Springer, who just knocked Brookwood's last wrestler from the tournament, junior Drew Powell. And we look forward to seeing him wrestle as a senior next year. This is what we have so far from the Westby Division III sectional. There will be four second round wrestlebacks to determine second and third place in the following weight classes, 106, 113, 126, and 132. There are no further wrestlebacks at either 120 or 138. At 120, the champion is Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle. The runner-up, Mineral Point's Liam Carey. Third place to Martez Sheard of Aquinas. And at 138, as mentioned, the champion, Brody Meese of Riverdale. Runner-up, Grant Klimek of Independence. And third place to Sammy Springer of Mineral Point. We'll take it a break, send it away, and hope to be back for some championship matches involving wrestlers from our immediate area. For David Werman and Kirk Layer, I'm Bill Twining. This is Sectional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
WRCO. Looking for an exciting seasonal job? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort will be hiring for the 2025 season. Whether you're looking for hands-on work, customer service, or behind-the-scenes roles, they have a variety of positions available. The resort offers a welcoming team environment and the chance to be part of a unique and fun destination. Ready to join the team? Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, for an application and more details on the 2025 season.
Back in Wisconsin Dells here on WRCO Radio. Great to have you along. Henry Bray, I'm Phil Nee, and we have Pat Mahoney. Let's jump right to the mat.
You know what? We kind of wrestled him down finally.
Yeah, he's not nervous anymore. He's ready to go. How about taking it away and giving us a Mason Schulte win?
Yeah. Glad to be here. Finally getting your equipment going. So this is Mason Schulte's wrestling Harkus. Let's see his first name we got is... Oliver Harkus, he's a freshman from Belmont Platteville. These two wrestled last week. It was a 1-0 victory for Harkus, so a rematch. And Hawk and Peterson in the finals with Sebasta from Mason's looking for a drag by. He's trying to get behind. He's behind now, but they're under feet. There's no points yet. Massive lift, really good lift, but no points. So go out of bounds, no points. Stay on their feet. That was a really good short drag. I don't know what they call it these days. We called it that back in the day. So under feet.
Probably the same thing.
I would hope, but you never know. There's so much difference now between what we did in the old days. And had a few arguments with Curtis Fiedler about what to call things. But you know, Oklahoma, we called it. He called it Farmer. So got a little shot there by Harkus. He's got what we call a Russian arm tie. He's in on a single on Mason. Mason's trying to fight it off. He's got Harkus got his leg hooked now. Mason's got a whizzer. He's got to keep that whizzer. Push in. Looking for a stalemate here. There it is, stalemate. We got 38 seconds left here in the first period. No score, 0-0. Both this is a third place match to get to go to state. So got Belmont Platteville again versus River Valley, Schulte versus Harkus, rematch of last week.
Pat, I really thought Mason wrestled extremely well in the previous match, didn't you?
Yeah, I did too, and I mentioned before this was a 1-0 match last week between these two, but Mason wrestled really well against the Fenimore kid and had a nice victory there, 13-4 victory. There's a little shot attempt, but nothing. 10 seconds left here. Yeah, against Tullifson, there's another shot attempt by Mason. Fought off nicely by Harkus. And then Harkus drops into a leg. No time, but time runs out. 0-0 first period. Yeah, Mason really attacked really well, and he had a little some scrambling going on, and just, you know, he kind of just keep moving.
This round, this match right here, you know, this is for the right to go to state. And so there's more drama on that mat lots of times than any of the mats, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And it's you know, I don't know if you call it pressure pack, but it's a significant match in the career of these young men who work really, really hard. So Mason starts on top, second period. Harkus is on the bottom. Mason's riding, trying to chop and drive, looking for a wrist. He's got kind of what we call the claw ride now. He's going to throw in some legs. They're looking to throw in a leg. He's got one of them in. We call them boots now, like Shane Sparks does on Big Ten Network. We got one boot in. Mason's riding, trying to get a tilt. He's got a power half going now. And Harkus is doing a good job. Now they're on their feet. We call it potentially dangerous. We'll start it over.
Championship bout right now. It's a 3-1 lead for Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville.
He's 49-0.
Yeah. That's something.
Yeah, I think that's rinse and repeat from last year. Don't think he's been beat his career, I don't think. Mason starts on top. He's looking for a bar arm here, but Harkus doing a good job staying in his base, almost to his feet with this bar arm in. Mason puts a half on the other side, but nothing there. We got another potentially dangerous 1:12 left in the second period. No score. Peterson with another takedown to go 6-1 over Sebasta. Second period there. Starting over for Mason. 1:10 left in the second period. Mason still on top. No score. And that claw right tries to roll. Hawken got a roll. He's got it. He's got Mason on his back. But no back points. We have two reversals. So Mason's down 2-0 over Harkus from Belmont Platteville, who is a freshman coming in with a 19-10 record. From Belmont Platteville. They have a nice team this year.
They do. Good numbers, too.
Yeah. Went to the team sectional finals against Fenimore. Fenimore took the victory there, represent our sectional at Team State this year. So Mason's on the bottom, 2-0. He's trailing. 30 seconds left in the second period. Hawken doing a good job riding. He's got Mason's arm behind his back. Hawken's got his own bar arm now. He's trying to run it. He's trying to put Mason on his back. He's nearing. He does get it. He's got a half on the other side. Getting back points is Harkus. He's looking for the fall. Mason is on his back, looking for the pin. Five seconds left. There's the pin. Harkus gets the pin over Schulte for third and the right to go to Madison next week. Schulte, a junior, he'll be back next year. Excellent season for Mason this year, but comes to an end on that match.
Absolutely. Wrestled well through the year, and again, I don't know if I've seen a team that was harder hit by injuries than the Blackhawks this year, right?
Yeah, and sickness and injuries and grades and everything you can, you know, all the above. So they just had a pretty tough year. One of the positives, obviously, we have some chances to go to state, but Dan McAvick had his third child in January, so that was another great, it's a great thing for them, but of course then he's got another job to do at home instead of being the coach. But yeah, we had some injuries that you know, decimated. Obviously Noah Radke had his injury kind of come back from the same as last year and hinder him from doing things we know he can do. And then of course Wyatt Knockreiner last weekend getting injured and ending his season. So
awful. We'll take time out and be back with more in a moment here on this sectional tournament Saturday from WRCO Sports.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance.
Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
We're at 150 pounds in the Wisconsin Dells Division II sectional. It's an 11-3 lead for the Lodi wrestler, Brandon Dorschorst, and he is taking on his opponent, Sefrud, Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk. And we've also just seen a pin on the consolation mat. Siler Zansevich of Fenimore comes through with a victory by fall. That would be in 3:54.
So yeah, he punched his ticket to the state.
Right on.
Yep.
So he'll join the Fenimore contingent. We'll wait and see whether he has a wrestle back or not. Right now, 11-3 in the championship bout as they enter the third period. And escape will be awarded. So it's 11-4 right now. Sefrud in the lead of Dorschorst.
Sefrud's 43-0 as a senior.
Yeah, my goodness. Good wrestler. We have some undefeated wrestlers here today.
Yes, we do. And Dorschorst is 47-4.
Isn't that something? And the thing of it is that you see these records, you know, so many records that are up there around 50 wins or so.
Right.
And so many good wrestlers. But to be undefeated this day and age with the number of tournaments and the competition,
goodness,
it's unreal. So, but there are several. Sefrud coming from behind now against Dorschorst and then taking him down again, adds three to the total and takes a 10-point lead as they go out of bounds. 14-4 the score. Still to go at 157. We'll see an Evansville GET Melrose-Mindoro matchup in the championship bout. Also later on, looking forward to seeing River Valley wrestler back on the mat. That's Blake Brickle. Brickle with a shot at getting a state at 190 pounds here today. Escape awarded for Dorschorst. It's 14-5. They'll shoot takedowns again with a minute remaining here at 150 pounds. Trying a throw and getting now. Sefrud able to get the takedown, but Dorschorst gets back to the front side. State off the shoulders. They'll break apart. Another escape is awarded. So it's 17-6 right now in favor of Sefrud.
Sefrud, he's been in control the whole match. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Do a little takedown release here in this one. Shooting in for a possible takedown. Nice job as he gets another one. Increases the lead to 20-6. Dorschorst tried his best to not be taken down. So, again, Sefrud will release him. That makes it a 20-7 match. 13-point lead. So the next takedown would give him a tech fall. They'll break apart. Again, go on their feet right now, shooting for takedowns. Sefrud locks up. Head and shoulders down to 5 seconds, 4 seconds. That's probably going to do it. He tries a double leg at the end. Would have had it maybe about five more seconds. He might have scored the tech fall. But that'll make the final.
That was impressive, though.
20-7, it was. Owen Sefrud. He is going on as a representative, as the sectional champion here from Wisconsin Dells, representing Darlington Blackhawk. And for Braden Dorschorst, we'll see. Let's see. Did he wrestle Zansevich? I believe he did. So
who
I don't
was
think.
It? Now, what are you doing?
I there's no wrestle back at 150. I don't think so. Owen Sefrud will be the number one wrestler, and then Braden Dorschorst of Lodi will be second. And Siler Zansevich of Fenimore is the third-place wrestler. So 150-pound bracket is complete here at the Wisconsin Dells sectional. And we'll pull up the 157-pound bracket here.
Yep.
Who's going in the consolation bracket there, Hank?
We got Kissimore from, is that Belmont Platteville, going against Linsendorf from Prairie du Chien.
Okay. So an all SWC matchup there.
And then in the championship round, we got Johnson from, is that Gail Etchert Tremolo in Monroe's Mindoro against Heiser what is his first name? Danny.
Danny Heiser, another undefeated wrestler.
Yeah, yep. 48-0.
My goodness.
And Gunnar Johnson, you know, I remember him from last year. He's a senior this year, but he's 47-5.
Ooh, coming out and getting a throw is Heiser. He has his opponent on his back right now. Right away, less than a minute into the first period at 157. Heiser going for a pin in the sectional championship bout, which you don't see very often. He's very close. Oh, getting out of there is Johnson, getting back to the front side. So near fall to add on to a 14-1 lead. We could be looking at a first period tech fall here if it doesn't end before that. Heiser again taking him to the shoulder, scoring more near fall, and he will. How about that?
18-1.
18-1. You know, they talked about when they changed wrestling scoring this year, how quickly you can see technical falls. Yeah. We see it here.
That was quick.
So a minute and looks like 25.
That was impressive.
So Danny Heiser of Evansville is the champion at 157. A wrestler that came through the southwest part of the state for the regional this year.
Linsendorf is up on his opponent from Belmont Platte, Millikissimore, 3-1, Phil.
Okay. So we'll keep an eye on that one as well, representing the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. 3-1 score. Again, these two wrestlers got a scrap here for the right to go to state. You win this consolation round match, and it's all the marbles to go to state. Doesn't matter if you're 1, 2, or 3. No. You're going to state,
going to state. And I guarantee these two have probably clashed throughout the whole year.
I'm sure they have. Yep. Various tournaments, but certainly in the Southwest Conference or in the clash 2 weeks ago.
So Linsendorf is a senior with a 41-11 record. Bryce Linsendorf from Prairie du Chien.
Linsendorf is a good Prairie name.
Yes, it is. And a good Fenimore name.
Yeah?
Tyler Kissimore is from Belmont Platteville. He's 48-9 as a junior. He'll be somebody to watch next year.
Linsendorf looks like it's the one-point escape and increases the lead to 4-1 right now. We're in the second period. Championship bout won by Heiser. They're out of bounds on the far side of the mat. And then coming back to the center of the mat here in just a moment. It's been a good day at Wisconsin Dells. Lots of folks just doing the walking track, getting their steps in today.
They're getting their steps in.
I don't know if it's quite as congested as it was last year, but they're still...
I don't think it is.
They're still moving.
Yeah. But they did take up the four-mat format. Now we're back to three-mat format.
Yep. Thank you.
I said that for Bill.
You've learned from Bill Twining quite well over the years. Format. I wonder what year he first used that. But he's been using it ever since.
I promise you he'll tell us.
Yeah, he probably will.
He could tell us.
I use that at Bi-State. No, it wouldn't have been Bi-State because they have like a 10-mat format there. 12-mat format.
So
4-1 the lead here belonging to Linsendorf. Good year again for Prairie du Chien this year.
Very good year, yes.
Representing the Southwest Conference. Looks like two more on the edge of the mat. Increases the lead for Prairie up to 7-1. Bryce Linsendorf won match number 40 earlier this day.
Right, yeah.
They go back to the center of the mat. We have 44 seconds remaining in the second period. Whistle starts him again. Getting up is Kissimore. He is broken back down to the mat. And Linsendorf now works that far arm. Coming across the face. Now slips off, grabs the wrist here on the near side. Trying to turn him, standing up, and getting out of there is Kissimore. They'll break apart, and that makes it a 7-2 match as Kissimore scores the escape, gets within five.
Right.
Still a lot of time to wrestle here, 10 seconds remaining in the second period. Shooting in, coming up empty is the Belmont Platteville wrestler and the end of the period. 7-2 as we head to the third. Yeah, Pat Mahoney, he's back shaking hands and kissing babies.
He is.
Mingling among the crowd.
Yeah. Looking forward to the 165, which I think that we're headed to Westby after this.
Fairly close, I think.
Yeah, but you have Tristan Stelt from Finnemore, who is 35-3 as a senior, is going to be taking on, let's see here, Landon Bush from Cuba City Benton Shellsburg at 37-14 as a junior. So that's another Southwest Wisconsin, or a SWAL, wouldn't that be a SWAL?
Which
SWAL
one?
Class, Cuba City Benton.
Oh, yeah, most so. Definitely. They're out of bounds on the far side. It's a 7-3 match here in the consolation round at 157 pounds. Back to the center of the mat. They're taking shooting takedowns now as the whistle sounds. Shooting in, and the Prairie Wrestler getting a single leg there, trying to make it stick. Now converting it to a double leg. And Kissimore trying to fight that off. Locking in a grapevine. We are down to a minute remaining here in the period. And in the match, 7-3, could be close to a stalemate here before too long. Lenzendorf leading the match, trying to come around, and he will. Gets credit for a takedown there to make it a 10-3 matchup. 7-point lead now, and we're down to 40 seconds remaining in the period, and now an escape scored by Kissimore. They'll shoot takedowns. Down to 30 seconds remaining. Boys lock up and then break apart. Again, lock up. Shooting in on the near side is the Belmont Platteville wrestler. He's got to try to make up at least 6 points, and they're out of bounds. Down to 16 seconds here at 157. Back to the center of the mat. The whistle starts him again.
If Lenzendorf wins, they will be a wrestle back, Phil.
And that's the way it's headed. Down to 8 seconds. They're out of bound. One red on the stalling. That'll make it 10-5. 5-point match, but only 7 seconds remaining. Whistle starts him again. Trying a head throw is the Belmont Platteville wrestler. And the period will come to an end of the season as well for Kissimore. Bryce Lenzendorf gets the win. That final is 10-5. Here at 157 pounds. Congrats to the Prairie du Chien Blackhawks, another man making it to state. As Hank mentioned, there will be a wrestle back as Gunnar Johnson comes back through and will be wrestling Lenzendorf. Well, still to come, if you're just tuning in, Ethan Haiti lost his match in the championship bout, and he will have to wrestle back. He is going to state for Richland Center, but will have to wrestle for placement, try to stay at second place coming up. So that is still to go here a little bit later on in the day. For Henry Bray, I'm Phil Nee, and this is Sectional Tournament Saturday from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Welcome back to Westerby High School sectional championship matches up to 157 pounds, and this match is almost over. It's been all Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. He has a 13-3 lead. The waning seconds tick away, and this one is final. Imhoff wins the sectional title 13-3 over Ashton Meister of Poinette. We're not sure if there'll be a wrestle back. What's happening in the third place match, Kirk Laird?
Right now it's 5-4 in favor of Dannenberg. If he can ride it out, he'll get a wrestle back.
That is Sawyer Dannenberg, the freshman from Mineral Point. He has a 1-point lead with 22 seconds left as he goes against Waylon Hargrove, a junior from Aquinas.
Put out by Hargrove. Dannenberg riding in over the top. 14 seconds to go. Down to the last 10. Hargrove not able to get out of there. 5 seconds to go, and it looks right. Oh, look out! Can he get the one?
Well, yes. They had trouble with the clock.
I think he had locked hands there. I think that's what the ref's calling.
This is the match for third place between Sawyer Dannenberg of Mineral Point and Waylon Hargrove of Aquinas.
And we're going to go sudden victory. That's what everybody else thinks. We're going sudden victory.
You go ahead, Kirk. Take it
Here
away.
Here we go. There's a shot by Hargrove in deep on a double leg. Can he score it? He did.
And he will win it 8-5.
8-5. And that got rid of our wrestle back then, too.
There will be no wrestle back at 157. Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland, the champion. Ashton Meister of Poinette, the runner-up. Third place to Waylon Hargrove of Aquinas. And the freshman from Mineral Point, Sawyer Dannenberg, falls one match shy of the state tournament. Of course, as we know by now, Mineral Point will be at the team state tournament, so he'll get a chance to wrestle again.
We want to flip it down and let Davey take this championship match after you set it up for us.
Why don't I set up this championship match for David? Wrestling for third place, first of all, is Emmett Collins, a sophomore from Mineral Point. He goes against senior Peyton Krager of DeSoto. At stake, third place and a berth in the state tournament. The championship bout will be decided between two state tournament veterans, Nolan Waldner, a senior from Ithaca Weston, and Jackson Bussey, a junior from Iowa Grand Highland.
Yeah, we're 20 seconds into the match, 0-0. And just about a takedown for Bussey as he's trying to do a throw now, and he's going to get the takedown. So a good start for Bussey there with a 3-0 lead here. We are just 30 seconds into the match.
Good job by Nolan just avoiding the headlock and only giving up just a takedown.
1:13 to go here in the first period is a 3-point lead still for Waldner, or excuse me, for Bussey. Waldner's on the bottom. He's in an armbar now as Bussey's got an armbar looking for the wrist. Waldner flattened right out on the mat. Nolan's got to try to get those hands out front. Limp arm out of that armbar. He's able to...
No score down in our third place match.
Fighting out of that armbar, able to come up to his base somewhat here. He's able to set out, broke that armbar. Now he's in a little better position on his hands and knees. Trying to get a hand, work his way up to his feet. 25 seconds to go in the period, down 3-0.
You mentioned earlier today, this is Emmett Collins down here from Mineral Point. with ties to the Collins family from just north of Richel Center there.
And I have an idea who Emmett was named for. His grandpa.
His grandpa Collins? Great.
So at the end of the first period here, the championship match sees a 3-0 lead for Jackson Busby of Iowa Grand Highland. Choice will be Iowa Grand Highland. He's going to defer. Nolan's going to go neutral. And he's trying to get his underhook, collar tie. Busby works that Russian arm tie. Drops down to the opposite leg for a single leg. Sets it up on the right side and jumps over to the left side of Nolan. Gets the takedown and now some near fall at the edge of the mat.
Emmett gets the first period takedown, leads 3-0 at the end of one.
The 4-point near fall gives a 13-0 lead for Bussey.
Just a reminder, like we said earlier, Nolan has already punched his ticket to state. It's just whether he's going to stay at second or third.
Busby slips in the arm bar. Just like earlier in the match, he got that arm bar in the wrist.